Wired Jesus Podcast, May 27th, 2006. Creative Commons licensed.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known.
Wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Well, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast promo. My name is Tom Lieberg, and I've put this together to welcome the new listeners who are discovering Wired Jesus through my recent Our Reformation Moment article in the Lutheran Magazine, which is the denominational magazine of which I'm a part. So for you regular listeners, you can just skip past this if you want, but I do want to let you know that I have my next full podcast ready to burn this weekend, so watch for it by Monday. I still have a little bit of painting and stuff to do around the house yet, so I will try and squeeze it in. But for those of you who are new, this is a welcome to the Wired Jesus community and the journey. What I try and do on Wired Jesus is to go out to the fringes and beyond of what is traditionally called church, and to find Jesus out on the road in the postmodern world. Many of the listeners here are not Christians, but they come because they enjoy the open spiritual wrestling and the frank adult discussion. By that, I don't mean that the language is raw, but the podcast isn't entirely kid-friendly. I go to places and ask questions of faith that those of us in our 20s and 30s are asking, which are vastly different than the questions and answers we were given as kids. So, if you don't want your kids to wrestle with stuff like that, I really don't recommend Wired Jesus for anyone much under the age of 18. There's just some of the stuff they won't get. And for any parent, you know, you got to watch where your kids go. So if you aren't quite sure, listen to it first and then decide. Now have fun exploring the webpage. There are instructions on how to subscribe to the podcast. If you're new to the whole podcasting thing, no, you don't need an iPod to listen. It's all just a sound file that will play on your computer and download to any MP3 player or burn onto a CD. You can manually download any of the podcasts by clicking on the link in the blog, which is right below each article. It says download podcast here. Click on that and it'll zap it straight to your computer. Or you can subscribe through iTunes or a podcast program like Juice. For iTunes, just go to the iTunes podcast menu, enter Wired Jesus in the search line, and when it pops up, click subscribe and it will automatically download every new podcast. Now if you look on the right hand side of my weblog, and the address www.wiredjesus.com, the weblog will pop up right there. On the right-hand side, there's a categories menu of all the different topics I've talked about on my webpage. And there's one that says Wired Jesus Podcast, and that will bring up the links to all my previous podcasts. So if you want to go and listen to some of the previous podcasts I've done, that's the place to go. Now, particular favorites of my listeners would include Probably podcast number 18, which I did on the Burning Man Project. Podcast number 21, The Soundtracks of Life, The Disney Experience. Podcast 14 and 15, probably the most popular of the bunch. Why I Don't Believe in God, Reflections on Another Podcaster's podcast on Why He Doesn't Believe in God. Dave Slusher from the Evil Genius Chronicles. Great podcast. You got to check Dave out. But he graciously allowed me to do some reflections on what he had put out there. And then the other one, for those of you who might be of a Lutheran background, was a Gen Y interview. If you're coming from the Lutheran tradition, this is an interview I did with one of my 8th grade confirmation students on where he is in his faith right now. A lot of pastors who were listening at the time really got into that one. So check those out and post your comments. Even though the podcasts are older, if I get notified by all new postings, so if you put it there, I'll get back to you and fire back some comments. Of course, you can always email me directly at tom@wiredjesus.com and be happy to answer any questions and start a dialogue. Another thing that will be coming soon, just to give you a heads up, is a Frapper map. I've got the beginnings of it up, and I should have links for you to check it out. But Frapper allows you to put a little push pin wherever you're listening from across the country. And I know I've got many listeners down in Australia, England, Canada, and elsewhere. So it's going to be cool to see where you're all listening from. So thank you for checking out Wired Jesus. Tell all your friends. Share what you think. So thanks for walking with Wired Jesus, and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slot like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that.
Yeah.